Thank you, Finn. Welcome to this presentation that is building towards universal access in TB diagnosis in Malawi. Mainly here we are going to see how the involvement of community has really made a tremendous improvement in TB case detection in Malawi. I have really nothing to disclose. That is my outline of my presentation. I'll go through the background, what the Malawi, the National Tuberculosis Control Program Initiative has done, and the universal strategies to the universal access to TB diagnosis, and also what the project activities, and later on the conclusion. Malawi is located in the southern part of Africa, and we are bordering Tanzania up north there, south with Mozambique, west there is Zambia and Zimbabwe. As Project Hope, we are working in two provinces. Malawi has got 29 provinces with a population of 848,000 people. In 2007 in Malawi, due to the upcoming of the HIV infection, we saw the high incidence of TB cases, that is all forms of TB, and mainly we had also the high incidence of the smear-positive cases with the low case detection of 41% compared to the WHO standard of 70% case detection. What does it mean? It meant that many people were out there in the community, remain unidentified, hence continue spreading the TB infection. Following that instance, high instance and the low case detection, the Malawi government declared TB as an emergency issue in 2007, which followed by following the declaration of the African ministries, health ministries in Mozambique in 2005. And after the declaration, a five-year plan, universal access, in response to the declaration of the TB as an emergency, were drawn, and these were adopted from the Stop the TB Partnership and the TB Equity. With this, the government drew up seven strategies. The first one was the establishment of a community-based sputum collection point. This one, before the strategy was carried up to all the districts, it was first piloted in one district and it proved to be more effective. So it's like introduction of the community services right into the community, manned by the communities themselves using the existing structures. And also the introduction of the walk-in program where it's the patient-driven demand for sputum check. And also another strategy was the intensification of contact tracing, whereby all contacts of smear-positive cases were supposed to be followed up right in their households and being checked for sputum just to test if they've got, sputum, they've got TB, and also more intensification was focused to the under six children, of which all were supposed to go to the health facility to be checked, to be examined through chest X-ray, just to see if they've got some signs of TB. If they are positive, they are straight away put on TB treatment for 6 months. If they are not positive, then they are given the preventive therapy of isoniazid just to prevent them from going into having active TB. And also on active case finding in high-risk groups, that is the HIV-positive patients, expansion of TB microscopy. Here, before the setup of the project, under Project Hope, the TB HIV control program, that is one province in which we are working, there was only three sites which we are providing the TB microscopy, but now, up to this time, we've managed to open the new more sites, these ones, making up to 8 more sites, of which the WHO recommended that at least in a population of 50 to 100,000 people, there should be a TB microscopy site. And also involvement of other stakeholders, the private clinic owners have been also incorporated into the TB system in areas of TB case detection as well as TB treatment, and also strengthen the monitoring and the evaluation. Amongst the activities that were carried down under Project Hope were the trainings. We had 2 sets of trainings, community-based training and facility-based training, just to complement the efforts of the community involvement. Under community, we targeted the local leaders because they are the frontliners, they are the decision makers in the community, the volunteers themselves to carry on the exercise, and also the traditional healers, shop owners like the drug sellers, because culturally they are the first people who come in contact with the patients. So to make not to make unnecessary delays, we targeted those people just to orient. Whilst they are giving the patients their drugs, they should also be able to refer some patients who are having the signs of TB. That is the mainly the key sign of TB, that people who will be having cough of 3 or more weeks, that is the productive cough. And also the health equators on how they should make an early case detection and also how they should manage this, because we are living in the era of TB, and also in our case, like 77% of our TB cases, they are HIV positive. So it's some sort of like integrating these services so that they should be provided under one roof. And also it's like we provide supportive supervision to all these areas, the health facilities, the TB microscopy sites, and also at the community level, up to the sputum collection point, collection points. And also we do conduct review and planning meetings to both the community and as well as the facility staff. And also resource provision. At community level, we provided a simple sputum carrier, locally made, easy to store, just to assist in transportation of the sputum from the collection points to the nearest health facility. Overall, we managed to orient 400 community leaders, and their major role is like of advocacy to the community members, community mobilization, and also they are the people who assist in selection of the volunteers together with the community, and also they are the ones who leads in the selection of the sites. Right in the community, where should we set up our sputum collection point? So they are the ones who really make a decision on the site. So on the sputum collection points, we use the existing structures like the community-based organization buildings, the health post where children go there for growth monitoring, we use those buildings. And in some instances, there are houses which are not occupied. So as the leaders, they can opt to give that structure just to do the exercise or to be set up as a sputum collection site. We really involved the community very much on the TB case detection, mainly on the sputum collection points. After the selection of the volunteers, what next? They had to undergo a training. That was a 3-day training. The information given was on basic information on TB and also on DOTS, that is the direct observed therapy. In Malawi, we have 100% coverage of DOTS, and so it's like we did also empower the volunteers to continue our work as guardians, and also oriented them on our program as a TB control program. And also we gave them key TB messages. What should they deliver to the community on TB? And also the skills on sputum collection points. That means without compromising quality. These, the lay people, they are not in the medical field, they are not in the nursing field. As long as they know how to write and read, they volunteered themselves. We really gave them the role to do, but also they needed much information on what they should do without compromising quality, at the same time adhering to the basic principles of infection prevention, so that they should prevent themselves from contacting the TB as well as their household members and other communities. And also on the stigma and discrimination part of it. Their laws was of community mobilization. As you can see here, they do a lot of community mobilization. We've set up those services. They are the ones who go to the community to tell them where can they get the services. We've opened up a speed and protection point in their village. We've rolled out, we've opened up a TB microscope nearby, and also we have combined these, like integrated the TB HIV activities. So they are the ones on the forefront to tell the fellow community members where they should get these services at their nearest point. And also the one-to-one counseling and collection of sputum. Here you can see this man is on a bike. That is, he's transporting sputum from the sputum collection point to the nearest TB microscopy. And also, they refer people, let's say, those who are found to be TB smear positive cases, they refer them for treatment at the registration center, where they are admitted there for 2 weeks if they are very sick or they are just being registered and sent home either on health facility guardian based or on a guardian or health facility treatment or on a guardian based. And also, they support TB patients during the treatment. And finally, they've done ABCD. They really need to come up with a report. So they come up with a report, give to the community health worker who is right there in their community. What's the impact of involving the community, mainly the establishment of the sputum collection points, and also mainly the involvement of the volunteers? There is that a tremendous improve in the health care seeking behavior. By the time we are starting this project, the people who've noticed signs of TB, mainly the key sign of productive cough for 3 weeks or more, who seek medical care within the 4 weeks of noticing the cough, it was only at 49%. And last year we had our midterm evaluation. It rose up to 71%. And also, we've managed to come up with a 45 community speed and protection points initiated by Project Hope, but also, in total, there are 60 others were initiated by the government of Malawi. And also, the messages that were that these volunteers do give, it's like amongst the coverage of 250,000 people, 185 were reached by these volunteers. And also the reduced turnaround time of results. Like if somebody goes to a facility, submits sputum to be checked for TB, it took almost more than 2 weeks to get the results. But now with the involvement of the community, they are the ones who live right in the community, they are the ones who transport the sputum to the nearest facility, and they are the ones who get the results from the facility to the to the suspects or to the patients. Now it has been reduced to less than 72 hours. Within 72 hours, the person gets his or her results. What does that mean? It means that most people are started on TB treatment area, and the treatment outcomes now tends to be good and more reduction in deaths. That's the graphic results. That is a sample from the 35 sputum collection points within a period of 18 months. People who submitted sputum in all the sites in the two provinces were 785. Out of those, 68 came out to be sputum smear positive, and 68 of them were started on treatment, which is 100% coverage. In each and every program, there are challenges. Mainly here, we are mostly involving the community. We are mostly involving the volunteers. They are unpaid people. There are challenges. Some are long-term and some are short-term. One of the challenges is the standard means of identification for trained volunteers in the community. We need the government to come up with the how should these volunteers be identified, because we are using the local or the fresh leaders light in the community. Sometimes they are biased, so we really need to come up with something on or to lead us to identify these volunteers. And also, timely transportation of sputum. Yes, the turnaround time has been reduced, but sometimes these volunteers, they have to walk longer distances, 3 to 4 hours one way and another 3 to 4 hours back. That means they have to walk in a day maybe 6 hours because of the distances from the village to the nearest facility. Thanks to the government of Malawi, they provided some bicycles, and also to some American well-wishers who donated some funds to buy bicycles to distribute to these sputum collection points. In total, we have distributed 32 bicycles out of the 45 sites initiated by Project Hope, and it's out of 60 in total initiated by Project Hope as well as the government. And there are also these geographical barriers. In some areas, during rainy seasons, the roads are impassable. So they really, that one is really another challenge. And also, it's like an overtime motivation to these non-paid volunteers. They have other family issues to attend to. At the same time, we need them to do some work, and they really need something to be motivated. And also, in some cases, one volunteer may save several institutions. We need this volunteer today, he's on duty to transport the sputum to the health facility. At the same time, another institution is needing the volunteer at the very same time to do another work. So that is also another challenge. We come with some recommendations. As Project Hope, we are working in two provinces with a population of 848,000 people. But you can see we've only managed to come up with 60 sputum collection points, of which there are not enough. 400 volunteers is not enough. And also, the government is really coming up, but in a slow pace. But we really need to fasten the process so that we should identify as many people as we can, just to reduce the spread of the TB transmission. And also, in some cases, the volunteers are being rejected in the community because they are not identified. They look at them as their fellow members in the community, but not necessarily that they have another role to play. So they really need some form of identification to them after having discussion. What really can we provide with you, like an identification, let's say something like a T-shirt or just a badge, just for them to be identified by their fellow members in the community. And also access of transportation. I was saying the bicycles really can adhere or can improve in timely transportation of sputum, and also practical incentives to the volunteers. Other recommendation, these the people in the community, they really need close monitoring and supervision to collect some errors, some information distortion, and also they need regular planning and meetings just to give like a feedback, and also it serves like a motivation to them. If you visit them in their sites, if you call them for a meeting, to them it's something very great. They feel proud of it, so they need to be close monitored, as well as you need to conduct regular meetings with them, and also training should be longer. We do provide a 30-day training, but they need a long more days for practical as well as case studies. And also, with experience, we've thought in some areas, not in our impact area, they opened like the speed and correction size in schools, of which is not the ideal when you talk of infection prevention and other disturbances from the school. And also, these sites, the speed and question points, should be open where there is a functional laboratory available, just to avoid the unnecessary delays in transportation, as well as to ease the transporting or the traveling of these volunteers. In conclusion, strategies that focus on community mobilization and motivation to increase access to TB case detection, that is the sputum correction points, are very, very crucial and should be advocated in other districts for replication. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your presentation. I'm very excited about it because, you'll see in my presentation, a lot of published reports don't talk about system factors that affect delay. So thank you for your presentation. And are there any questions? There's only three, so we're going to go ahead and take questions now.
I was wondering, you mentioned that you worked, at least you trained traditional healers.
Mm-hmm.
What was their role, and if people came to them with symptoms of TB, would they refer to the TB trained worker? I mean, did they buy into the system? Were they supportive of your efforts?
Traditional healers. Thank you very much for your question. A reason for briefing or training these traditional healers, because casually they are the first people who come in contact with the patients. Let's say I fall sick. Before I go to the health facility, I go first to these traditional healers. Now, to avoid making unnecessary delays, let's say I'm having a cough, a productive cough, which I might be having TB. These traditional healers, they should be able to refer these patients to the nearest health facility for sputum submission or further management, or to the nearest sputum collection points where they should submit their sputum in the process where they are taking the drugs from this traditional healer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a question on the volunteers. Did volunteers get involved in expert clients, or is it just the volunteers from, like, random volunteers from the community?
Can I come again with your question?
The expert clients, mm-hmm. The people who have gone through the TB treatment and completed, succeeded the treatment.
Okay. Right. Some of the, most of these volunteers, they are the ones who are in relation to the community-based organizations, and maybe very few of them had the TB as a disease. But we are not really like having an identified, let's say, this volunteer, we should recruit those who had TB. It's just an open thing to host whosoever is volunteer him or herself to do the service. Yes.
How's it going with one meeting for your work in Malawi? I also am working in Malawi in the central region. I have a question about the, you were talking about the bicycles that were provided, and as we know, those are very important tools for the transport issues. Do you also provide assistance with repairs for the bikes? Because I know that can be also exhaustive.
Yeah. Thank you very much for such a nice question. For the provision of the bicycles, we had a set of spare parts, but the moment we are distributing, we just hold those spare parts. And also, after distribution, we picked one person from each speed arm correction site just to train them on simple maintenance if once the bicycle gets some problems. Yes.
One more question. Is there any plan to use other smaller NGOs operating in the area as collection point as for transportation and ease of delivery?
Like in one province in Mulanje where we are working, we've got this, but now it's an international NGO called Gaia. They do have mobile clinics. So in some areas, they use those staffs when they are having their mobile clinics just to pick the sputum and deliver it to the nearest health facility. Yes. Yes. The culture sensitivity rate, as of now, I can't give you the exactly information, exactly data, but with my contacts, I should be in a position to give you.